Mark is here on Canada Day in St. Petersburg with the Dutch flag flying for some reason in right center field. We're getting ready for the Jays and the junior national team. And as an alumnus of this junior team and one of several Canadians that the Blue Jays brought over, how cool is this to get a chance to play against these kids?
I mean, it's awesome. I remember in 08 I was here. You know, I wish I could play against the Blue Jays. We never got the chance. But, I mean, it's a good experience for them and for us. I mean, I'll answer any questions they ask, and I'll just be there.
That's the thing, too. I mean, last year when we did this thing and the Blue Jays were here for the first time, all these kids were hanging around the batting cage when the Jays were taking batting practice, talking to everybody. Aaron Hill and John McDonald went over in their dugout in the third inning to just kind of hang out with them. These guys want – all they want to do is sop up information from you guys.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're 16 years old, and they look up to us. They see us on TV, or they see the major leaguers on TV, and they probably got a lot of questions. I mean, they're people too. I mean, they answer questions, and they're just nice guys.
And it's the same thing with you here, called up from the minor league complex. You've got you're gonna be playing with Jose Bautista and Adam Lind and JP Arencibia today.
I mean, yeah, they're all great players, phenomenal players. Can hit the ball real far. So I mean, I'm gonna watch them hit. I'm gonna watch every pitch of their bats and see what they do on the field and learn some things.
What's it been like for you on the days when you get called up to kind of hang in the big league clubhouse and be around these guys and put this uniform on?
I mean, it's awesome. You see them on TV, and you wonder what everybody's like in the clubhouse. I mean, it's a real relaxed atmosphere. It's just good. Just play baseball.
What about you on your way up here through the organization? We're almost past the point where Canadians are behind the eight ball a little bit development-wise because, you know, our winters are longer and our seasons are shorter, and the Canadians are really breaking through with you and Michael Krause and a whole bunch of guys down there. How's your progression that you see on the way up through the minors?
I mean, it's been awesome so far. I mean, I've been taking everything in. The coaches in the organization, the Rovers, the roving coaches, the hitting coaches are great. Best I've ever been taught by. I mean, I listen to everything they say, and we shoot some ideas around, and I learn new things every day. So, I mean, sky's the limit.
It really is, and that's the beautiful thing. And well, where do you see yourself winding up this year? And what do you set goals for yourself? Do you want to be at this level at this point, or do you just go out there and play where they put you?
I just play where they put me. I mean, my goal for spring training is to try some new things and, you know, just get used to seeing pitching and seeing the ball off the bat and seeing the ball out of the hand. So, I mean, I got no specific goals for spring training. Just get ready, stay healthy, and, yeah, same thing for the season.
All right, and before I let you go, just tell me about growing up in Toronto, being a baseball kid. A lot of times the kids that play a lot at a high level aren't the ones who are always going out to ball games and hanging around the dome a lot. So were you a Jays fan growing up, or did you just worry about playing ball?
I mean, I was growing up when the Jays won the World Series, so my parents got me in. They got me in baseball right away. I mean, baseball was a thing back then. And it still is now. It's gotten real popular. I've been a Jays fan all my life. I mean, I could get tickets anytime I could. You know, go see a couple games a year with the family, with a couple friends. And I wish I could do the same when I'm home after the season, but pretty much seasons kind of, you know, run into each other. So, I mean, yeah, I love growing up being a Jays fan. Good teams, been through them all the way.
Who was your favorite player, or who were your favorites on the growing up?
I mean, just because I don't remember the games in the World Series, but I've been watching. I remember I watched the 92-93 World Series video about 1,000 times. So Robbie Alomar, Joe Carter were unbelievable baseball players. Sean Green was another one that I remember when I was at 97-98. Yep. Roger Clemens too. Sure. I mean, those are the kind of guys that stick out to me when I think of the Blue Jays growing up.
All right, Marcus Kinnick, thanks so much for this. Go have fun. Go stretch now. We appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you.